Please take your seats. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's wonderful to have the opportunity to bring the word this last Sunday of 2019. And, you know, I just have a note of thanksgiving in my heart for the year of 2019. How many has it been an amazing year for you? Amen. It's been our year of new beginnings. And I know that there have been many, many new beginnings this year. And I thank God, you know, that we've come to the end of the year. You know, some people didn't make it. Some people haven't seen the end of the year. But we thank God that He's brought us to the end of the year. But not just to the end of the year, to the end of the decade. You know, I'm conscious that we stand on the cusp of a new decade, 2020. If you're excited, say amen.
Amen.
You know, and so I thank God for everything that He's done in me. I thank God for everything that He's done for me. I thank God for everything that He's done through me in 2019. And can I add that the best is yet to come? Can you say amen? Amen. So it's true. God is doing a new thing, and God has so much more in store for us. As we said, you know, how many, again, I know it's been asked before by Auntie Rhoda, but I want to ask it again. How many of us were here last Sunday? Did we all enjoy that fantastic word that Benji brought? You know, I just need to pay tribute to Ben for bringing that word because it ministered to me too. You know, I went online, I looked it up, I listened to the message that he listened to that inspired him. And it inspired me. You know, it was such a powerful, powerful word. And I just loved that word. And it was so true. And you know, boy, did God speak through Benji. Amen. He really did, because he really spoke to me and he really spoke to my heart. And, you know, Pastor Chris, I was going to say, Pastor Chris, you're not alone. I was right there with you making my notes as well, just taking putting things down. You know, I'm a stickler on taking down notes, but I love to go over them as well after the service. Not just taking them for taking its sake, but it's going over them. Bible says, you know, meditate on this word. It says, do not let them depart from before your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them. They are health to all of their flesh. So be a stickler for the word of God. You know, God's word is so good. And, you know, I just heard what the Spirit of God was crying out there. But, you know, I was just conscious of Benji's generation. And they call them Generation Z. Isn't that right? X, Y, Z, right at the end there. And, you know, one thing about them is that they're fast, aren't they? Yeah. They're really fast. It was so funny. I just laughed at when he was speaking about, you know, asking his mom, you know, kind of poking fun at his mom for typing too slowly. And I remember my own son, Victor, you know, would do the same thing. The interesting thing is, you may not know this, but Pastor Joe, who Benj was calling slow, she actually tutored our son, Victor, for a season. And one of the main things she was trying to get him to do was to be faster. true story. Just trying to get him to be faster at everything, faster at doing everything. So he's doing his maths, you know, and Victor, you know, credit to him, like, he's a maths genius now. He's a whiz kid. But, you know, Pastor Joe coaching to be fast, to get quicker at doing stuff. I've got two quick exhibits that I want to show you. Can I have exhibit A, please? Mr. G. Is it ready? Now, who's that? Not my family. Oops. Okay. Someone said that. Everyone who that, hands up if you don't know who that is. That's most of us, yeah. It's Toby. He's the guy looking at you down the lens of the camera right now. To my right. Hint, hint. I say that because, you know, that picture was taken in the early 2000s. We're talking about Generation Z here. In the early 2000s, we were away on a holiday one time. I think it was TLH. It was a holiday resort in South Devon. And that picture was taken there. What we were doing there, Toby, along with the rest of the family, we were watching a magic show. We had a magician performing live on stage. And you can see this look of total shock and awe. Utter astonishment. He is literally mesmerized by this magician who literally pulled a rabbit out of the hat. How did he do that? How did he take that from behind my ear and do that? Sleight of hand, we call it now. But, you know, that's that generation. Right now, when you give Toby a gift, if it doesn't have a console and a remote control, it's no good to me. It's the Generation Z. Okay, can I have Exhibit B? I just want to show you something else. Now, who's the other clown in that picture? That's young Victor. He was on the drums today, doing the drums. Isn't that amazing what God is doing in that generation? That they are growing up. And, you know, one thing I loved about Benja's message, as he preached, God spoke to my heart and he said, you've got a glimpse. You're just catching a glimpse of the next generation, of what God's got coming down the line. And I just salute Benja's generation and I say, bring it. What God is giving you, what God is doing in you, bring it. Bring it to the world, bring it to the church, bring it to your generation. Amen. For His glory. Amen. But I want us to zero in. Thank you so much. I want to zero in on one scripture today. And my text is the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and the 10th verse. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 10. I'd like us to read it in two translations. First of all, the New King James or the New Kojovi version, as we like to say. And it says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen. And can we see that again in the New Living Translation? The New Living Translation, please. It says, for we are God's masterpiece. I like that. There's something about that. We, point to your neighbor and say, he's talking about you. And point to your neighbor on the other side and say, he's talking about you too. So, you are God's masterpiece. God's masterpiece. He has created anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us to do long ago. We are God's masterpiece. You know, I read that and I couldn't read over that. I had to pause there and think about it, let it soak in. God calls you His masterpiece. Now, I looked up the definition of the word masterpiece. It says, a work of outstanding skill, artistry, or workmanship. A work of outstanding skill, of outstanding artistry, of outstanding workmanship. That's who God calls you. That's how God sees you. That's how God sees me. You know, so often we don't see ourselves the way that God sees us. Do you see yourself as a work of art? You know, the Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. So His workmanship. God gave me this word, and I believe that's a message for us, that as we stand on the cusp of the decade, as we approach, as we enter in to the new decade, that there are three questions and three answers that we need to have an understanding, a revelation of, blazing in our hearts as we step in and enter in to the new decade. And number one is who we are. Who is entering 2020? You see, the whole world is kind of on this, what I call conveyor belt, and it's like everything's just moving forward anyway. But I don't want us to just kind of slide in on that conveyor belt. I don't want us to go to bed, you know, on the night of the 31st and wake up, oh, and it's New Year's Day, Happy New Year. But I want us to enter in on purpose, yes, to deliberately enter in. Yes. You know, our pastor's been encouraging us to push, yes, to press in. Amen. And we're going to push and we're going to press into entering to God's best, to the things that God prepared and planned for us long ago. Well, how long ago? You know, I picked this up from Hannah's message on Christmas Day, where she spoke about God's plan of creation and described how even before the foundation of the earth, God has planned for mankind. God had planned for you and for me. God had planned the Savior's birth. God had planned that Jesus would come. You know, Jesus was God's Christmas present to the world. But it says, for God so loved the world that he gave. What did he give? He gave his most precious gift ever for all time. He gave Jesus. And he gave Jesus for you and for me. He knew. God wasn't taken by surprise when Adam slipped up in the Garden of Eden. God knew way, way, way back and already planned what he'd do about it. And so God gave Jesus Christ to us. So the first question is who we are. You know, Isaiah, if we can have Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 1. Isaiah 43 and verse 1. And it says, but now, O Jacob, and you could put your name there, O Temi, O Paul, O Pastor Joe, O Israel. It says, the God who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. You know, that's a personal love letter from God to each and every one of us. God says that we are his. So I want you to enter into 2020 knowing who you are, that you are his, that he's called you by your name, that God knew before the foundation of the earth was laid, and he's expecting you. And so he's with you as you step over the threshold of the decade, as you enter into a new decade, as you enter into a new season of pushing, a new season of pressing. The Lord is with you. It's like you are his. Amen? Yes. I know there's a B part to that question. And it's not just who we are, but it's whose you are. You know, we sing that song. There's a lovely song that we sing. I know who I am. Yeah. And I know who I am. You know the way I sing that song? And I've sung this way for years now. The first one is I know who I am. And the second one is I know whose I am. Amen. I know who I am. And I know whose I am. I know whose I am. I am yours. I am yours. And so I know whose I am. I know who I belong to. Yes. Do you know who you belong to? Yes. You belong to him. The Bible says that you are bought with a price. Even the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and I am not my own. Paul, you know, the apostle said that I've been purchased with a price. Amen. The price of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And so God wants us to know who we are, and he wants us to know whose we are. And the second question is why we are who we are. So if we can flip back to Ephesians 2 and 10 again, there's a bit more in that. And it says, okay, created for good works, sorry, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand for us. So that's the answer to the why. Why is it? For good works. Can we see the New Living as well, please? For we are God's masterpiece, okay, who has created in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things that he planned for us, so that we can actually do them. You know, God's plan is for you to do the works. Amen? To do what I call the greater works. Jesus said, he who believes on me, the works that I do, will what? Will he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. You know, God said this to me, that 2020 is going to be the year of the greater works. Say, greater works.
Greater
Amen.
Works.
Say, I'm going to do greater works.
I'm going to do greater works.
Greater works than I did in 2019.
The greater works for the glory of God.
See, that's the heart of God. He wants you to do the greater works. When Jesus left, he was saying to the disciples, you guys are going to do the greater works because the Holy Spirit is coming to empower you. You know, the Bible speaks about when they were gathered together on the day of Pentecost and how the Holy Spirit made such an entrance, such a dramatic entrance. He said they went and preached everywhere. The Lord working with them, confirming the words preached with signs following. And so 2020, I believe, is the year for the greater works of God to be manifested. It's the year when the greater works of God are going to be in demonstration in and through our lives. Amen?
Amen.
And so the Bible speaks that how in Jesus' ministry, he went teaching, preaching, and healing. And so many times, you know, we don't seem to speak much about that today, but we need to. Teaching, preaching, and healing. So the healing ministry is alive and well. And I thank God for the likes of Bruce and Sharon Oliver going to the nations, for you and for others, for their ministry teams, Auntie Abina and Dr. Doug and Dr. Funke and all those who go out. You know, the church needs to get out beyond the four walls of this building. Can you say amen? And so in 2020, we're going to be out beyond the four walls of this church. We're going to be out doing the greater works. You know, feeding the hungry. Thank you, my sister, Auntie Rhoda. Reaching out to them. Ministering to the poor. Ministering to the homeless. To the needy. With the love of Christ. Demonstrating his love in our world, in our communities, every day, in our places of work and business. You know, I remember speaking to a guy at work and just doing the induction for him. You know, I work in the IT industry. And I said to him something like, along the lines of, it was kind of a one-to-one. So usually sometimes we have a big class of people joining the firm. And we do like what we call a corporate induction, where we speak to lots of new, sometimes they're graduates or undergraduates, in a big kind of class and session. And we're kind of introducing them to their laptops and telling them how important it is. This is equipment that has cost a lot of money. Please take care of it, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember he commenting to me saying, wow, this is so different. In the firm where I worked before, we never really had, you know, you struggle to get hold of IT. You were kind of like on the phone to them. But this is like up close and personal. And I said, yes. I said, we're trying to, you know, said we aim to please. And I said, the answer, and this is a phrase that I coined from Pastor Joe at the time. I said, the answer is yes. What's the question? He liked that. So when it comes to IT, I said, the answer is, can we do this? Is there a way, is there technology for us to be able to do this? I said, the answer is yes. What's the question? I said, we are here to facilitate you so that you can do your work and make money for the business, essentially. And so I said, the answer is yes. What is the question? So the answer is always yes. There's always a way to do stuff, to get stuff done technologically. And John, I hear the Spirit of God saying that to us today. That the answer is yes. You know, there's a dying world out there that God is sending us to. And you know, Jesus really is the answer. He's the answer to every need. He's the healing to every sickness. He's the solution to every problem. He is. That's his name. His name is I Am. Whatever you need, he says, I am. He is Lord. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So the answer is yes. So that's the second one. So that's the why. To do the greater works that God planned for us long ago. And then the third is what I've called the how. The how. And you know, the Bible says it's by grace. It's by grace, by His grace, by His favor. You know, 2020 is also going to be a year of great favor. Amen. The Bible says when the Holy Spirit came and fell among them, that they went and preached everywhere. It speaks about the Lord working with them, confirming the word. It says great grace, I think it's Acts 4:33, something like that. It says great grace, great favor was upon them all. And so there's going to be tremendous favor working in us and through us in 2020. How many are excited? Amen. How many receive that? And so God wants us to move with great favor in the favor of God in 2020. We're not going to walk as ordinary citizens. We're just going to walk in our own strength and in our own natural ability. But I want you to walk in a consciousness that God is with you. You know, Paul put it this way. He said, if God is for you, then who can be against you? He said, there is no weapon that is formed against you that will be able to prosper. He says, every tongue that will rise up its head in judgment against is condemned for your sake. And so God is for us in 2020. Amen. God's favor is with us in 2020. And you know, that's the big picture. You know, God gave me this beautiful image and picture in my heart of a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. And you know, one piece was missing. Can I have my puzzle, please, if you've got that image? If one piece was out of place, you'd notice it straight away, wouldn't you? Just one piece. And God said to tell you this, that every single one of us is so important. Every single one of us is significant in God's masterpiece. You're a part of that masterpiece. You know, Harvest Church is God's masterpiece. And every single piece is important. Every single piece is significant. You are important. You are significant. God has a special call upon your life. You are called for service. You are called to serve Him. For His glory, for His kingdom. See, we're talking kingdom here. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than us individually. But each part is so significant. And I want us to grasp that today. I want us to grasp that this afternoon. That God's call is upon you to serve in His kingdom. And to Him be all the glory. You are God's masterpiece. Amen. Hallelujah. Shall we stand to our feet? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's a simple word, but it's a rhema word. I believe it's a word for the season, for this time. That God has called you, God has called me for such a time as this. When the Jews were under tremendous persecution, the word of the Lord came to Esther at that time and says, you know, God has called you for such a time as this. I say to you as Harvest Church, God has called you, God has called me for such a time as this. Such a time as this. 2020. You know, Apostle has spoken to us about pushing and about pressing. Paul says, I forget the things that are behind. And I look and I press forward to the things that are ahead. I want each one of us right now, with every eye closed, to make a commitment to the Lord. As we stand on the cusp of the decade, that my life is going to count. That my life is going to make a difference. No, there's something about the next 10 years. No, we've had prophetic words in regards to the next 10 years. I believe that they are hugely significant. Hugely significant. I believe we're going to go to the nations like never before. We're going to preach the gospel up and down the land like never before. We're going to demonstrate the love of God like never before. The teams in Harvest Church are going to be energized like never before. Amen. Our youth are going to be on fire for God like never before. Like never before. See, we're going to push in prayer. We're going to settle for nothing less than God's best. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, today we dedicate our hearts. We consecrate ourselves, Lord, to you. We separate ourselves from those things, Lord, that would trip us up, that would be obstacles, Father, in our lives, Father. And we surrender ourselves completely to you. Father, we say, do what only you can do. Father, strengthen us with your might in our innermost being. Father, Lord, stir us up. Father God, set us on fire. On fire for you, Father. Lord, let your kingdom come. Lord, let your will be done right here on earth, right here in Harvest Church, as it is in heaven. Father, and take all the glory. Father, take all of the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And everyone said, amen.